I'm afraid I've got to give that a bonk. It is still not in the big way taken seriously. Number 46, I don't understand big sucking sounds. Now, I'm sorry, I wrote that down, but I have no idea what that means, unless it refers to the low pressure in the center of hurricanes, so I'll balk that. Number 47, cold fusion rediscovered. Well, certainly there's work going on, but I don't think a major rediscovery has been declared. Number 48, a draft. Thank God, a bonk. Number 49, large life found on Mars. Large life. Well, bonk. Number 50, fourth quarter collapse of a large corporation. We'll have to ding that one. Certainly, they've been going down like dominoes. Now we get into a very interesting area. Number 51. The Pope will pass away in May or June. Not exactly right, but close enough for me to ding it. He passed away April 2nd of 2005. April 2nd. Number 52, a celebrity has some sort of tree accident. Now, I'm not sure. I don't think any trees have fallen on celebrities that I'm aware of during the year. 53. Lisa Marie Presley has a hit. That might be a ding. I'm not. I'll tentatively bonk that, but that might be a ding. I sort of have a vague memory of something. 54, terrorist attack at one of our ports. We'll give that a bonk. Number 55, Iran and Iraq. I can read this. And Korea go into oh, I see. China goes into Taiwan. Definitely a bonk, but always a possibility. And number 56, and we'll stop there. Pope dies on the 15th of March, and now technically that's bonk, but it was April 2nd. So a couple of these were remarkably close with dates with respect to the Pope's passing. So those are almost dings. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was me. Art Bell is a great one. This is Bob, a truck driver from Phoenix.
Hello, Bob.
And I actually pass by Pahrump every day, 5 days a week, and think of you fondly as I go by.
You mean you have a route that takes you through Pahrump 5 days a week?
Yes, 5 days a week I run from Phoenix up to Tonopah, Nevada, and then the next day turn around and come back and do it 5 days a week.
I'll be darned. All right, my friend, you have a prediction, no doubt, for the year to come.
Yeah, being from Phoenix, I keep getting this recurring vision, and it's of a terrorist attack in the downtown Phoenix area. I'd say it's like a suitcase type nuke explosion. And
Really?
so I believe there's going to be a terrorist attack in Phoenix this
Got it.
coming year.
Since you live in Phoenix, I would think such a prediction, if it's a recurring vision, would be enough to cause one to go elsewhere.
Actually, a part of the vision is I'm actually driving, and I see the mushroom cloud appear on the horizon. In the Phoenix area as I'm coming into Phoenix.
I
And
see.
in the vision, the house is pretty beat up by the explosion, but my family's actually okay. And in the vision, I actually call them and I'm looking at the anvil going up and I tell them to jump in the car as fast as possible and to drive in the opposite direction of the anvil.
Got it. Boy,
So.
that's awfully specific. Awfully specific. And if I really saw something like that, I think I would get my family out of town instead of depending on the rest of the vision and, telling them to drive. But hey, it's your vision. So I've got it. Number 49, it's registered.
Thanks again for all the great years of entertainment.
Thank you, my friend. All right. That's eerie stuff. I mean, these really have been pretty wild predictions tonight. Not at all typical of what you would expect to get. They've been varied, unusual, and many of them, the kinds of things that should they occur, you really would want to have that person on and probe a little into what else they know. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art, you're the man. It's Raul in Tampa Bay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
I've got a juicy gossip prediction for you.
All right.
And aren't they the best kind?
Well, for some, yes.
One of the British tabloids is going to do genetic testing on Prince Harry and prove that he is not the son of Prince Charles.
Oh, no.
And it's going to cause great consternation in Great Britain because, as you know, they believe in a royal bloodline. That's how they...
Oh, it would be absolutely devastating.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen sometime this year. Already been done. The testing's already been done. It's just a question of whether they'll have the guts to release it.
Ooh, really? So
I told you it was juicy.
Oh, man, that's really juicy. And you have some back channel secret source of information that has fed this to you. Eh?
Either that or I'm just psychic.
Oh, man, you really know something, don't you?
I could just be psychic.
Well, number 50.
Buddy. A nice even number. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
You're very welcome. He really did sound like he knew something, didn't he? East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is DJ from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Place of the modern skyscraper and home of deep dish pizza.
Really?
Yes.
The birthplace of the modern skyscraper, is that
Absolutely.
True?
Absolutely.
Well, I'll be darned.
Sure. Well, my prediction for 2006 is that we will start to see huge developments in what will commonly be considered the next major socio-political anti-discrimination movement in the U.S.
What?
And to some extent around the world.
Break that down into English. What are you saying?
The next major movement in terms of anti-discrimination.
Yes.
In society.
Yes.
And it will be called ageism or youth rights. Similar to the anti-discrimination movements involving women's rights, racial minority rights, and gay rights.
Well, this was kind of like a previous caller who suggested that the baby boomers, now getting around 60
right.
years of age, will rise up and, well, seize power.
Kind of a coincidence, but my take is a little bit to the opposite of that. I mean, the youth rights movement, I think, will likely generate historic divisions in our culture.
So I can expect to maybe get a nose ring and have to wear baggy pants here.
No, not necessarily that type of thing. But, I mean, through the heated debate that will ensue and the coming together of minds, new political policies, and I think the key is a major society-wide shift in thinking regarding how we view a person's age versus their degree of maturity and intelligence. I think like an excellent example of this would be some policies that move away from age restrictions or start to move away from age restrictions, such as 18 being considered the age of majority or adulthood, and closer to the acceptance of looking at young people as mature and intelligent individuals, regardless of their calendar age.
Uh-huh. So, no doubt
this
will...
I think this will start in 2006.
So, this will bring some constitutional change, allowing 13-year-olds to become president.
Well, maybe not quite that far, but...
Well, I'm
I think we'll start to see this become the next major movement in terms of anti-discrimination.
All right. Got it, sir. Thank you very much. I just had to exaggerate a little bit for effect. Imagine a 13-year-old as president. What it would bring. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. It's an extreme pleasure to talk with you. This is Mac from Tacoma in Washington.
Yes.
KVI 570.
Of course.
And my prediction is not a very nice one, but I predict that the... Iranian-backed Hezbollah is going to use one of their Katyusha rockets to fire a dirty bomb into Israel next year?
Really? You know, the Israelis have considered that. And what do you think their response would be?
Well, I think that what they would do is they would take over the Palestinian lands, and then they would be threatened by the Iranians, and it may escalate from there.
Boy, I don't know. Israel has a large storage of nuclear devices in the desert, buried in the desert. Most people in the world know that is true. Don't you think they would be tempted to use one in retaliation for that kind of attack?
I don't think that they would, because the United States wouldn't back them on it.
They don't always listen to what we say, especially when it comes to their immediate national defense. They don't always listen. Nevertheless, your prediction is recorded as number 52, and if Hezbollah were to fire a dirty bomb into Israel, I think the repercussions would be nuclear and very quick. International Line, you're on the air. Hello. Well, when you push the button, Art. There you are, now on the air. Hi.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bell. It's an honor and a pleasure, as always.
Where are you?
I'm in Greenfield Park, Quebec, Canada.
All right.
On 940.
Yes, sir.
And what a bad rap the Canadians are getting tonight. You know,
it is not going well, yes.
We're the politest nation in the world.
Well, I've been trying to tell the callers that, but they have this feeling that you're going to attack us with some sort of weapon, some small nano weapon that'll eat us all up, or shortness, or something.
Well, you can recognize a Canadian, because when we bump into a piece of furniture, we usually end up apologizing to it. And we're that polite. In any event, I really enjoyed this program for years, and I've never felt compelled to call or had anything to contribute.
I'm going to remember that forever. Okay, you have a prediction, right?
Yes. Well, if you wouldn't mind me just giving a little bit of background, I am a sensitive, and I usually am able to predict anecdotal things, but I've never had what some of your actual guests have had, is a map drawn for me in a dream or a vision.
Yes.
And at one time, about 3 weeks ago, I think, I saw a map of China, and I'm not even familiar with the geography of Asia because it was neglected in my education. We knew Europe and
right.
North America, but it's all kind of vague for me.
And when you saw the map?
And I saw the map, and I saw something happening on the south east coast of China, and then also inland, about almost three-quarters of the way to the Russian border.
Okay. Now, can you be at all specific about...
Well, this is it. I thought tsunami, but I got a strong impression that it was some kind of nuclear wind. I almost discounted it or thought that it already happened, because then I saw a news story how the Russians were beginning to clean up from a toxic spill.
Right.
A few weeks ago, because of the burning factories.
Yes.
I thought, oh, that is what probably had happened. But I still had this nagging conviction that it's a nuclear wind that is sort of airborne. And when I checked the map of China, I realized that there's a coast and there is a large conflagration of water around the Liese River, inland China, and a rise in the topography that would block a wind again. So I guess my prediction is there will be some kind of nuclear either accident or event, and the winds will
sweep across southern China, yeah.
Be blown, whether it's going to be a Korean-inspired test or something. I really couldn't go that far, but that would be my prediction.
All right. Recorded as number 53. When you bump into furniture, do you apologize?
If it's American-made... Definitely, but we try and be as polite as possible.
I know you do. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
Right, there
you
take care. Listen, Cher, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Hope it didn't hurt. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello? Going once. Going twice.
Yes.
Oh, you just about... lost it there, sir. Welcome to the program. Do you have a prediction?
I do have a prediction, and I have... actually, it's for my wife.
For your wife?
She's going to be right here, right now.
Okay, first of all, turn your radio off.
It will be down in 2 seconds.
One, two. Very good.
Down now.
All right, good.
Okay, she's here right now.
Yes. Going to put her on the line, I guess.
Hello, Art.
Well, hi there.
Hi. My husband was trying to get through for me because I wanted to make a prediction for next year.
I see. Did you order him to get through?
No, I took a nap.
Did you make him sit there and dial and redial until he got through?
I fell asleep, so he...
You fell asleep while he dialed. All right. Ain't marriage wonderful? All right, so you have a prediction, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I'd like to predict that there's going to be a major earthquake that's going to... It's going to be in New York.
In New York.
Near the mouth of the St. Lawrence River, going downwards. Somewhere in there, there's going to be a major earthquake.
Well, that's pretty radical, predicting for New York. And how did this did it come to you while you were asleep, or what?
No, I don't know how it came to me. I just see it.
All right.
I see it. I feel it. You know, I feel like there's going to be a real major earthquake there.
Got it. All right. It's going to be number 54. Have your husband have your husband get you a cup of coffee.
Thank you, Art. I'll be listening.
Have a good night. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Alberta.
Alberta. And your first name is?
My name is Derek, longtime listener, probably 8-9 years at least.
Okay, Derek. You're going to have to hold it right there. We'll come right back to you because we have neglected to do a break, which we must do right now. Sorry about that, Derek. They come running in and say, commercials, commercials, commercials. So we had to do those. I almost forgot them. They're important. They seem insistent on them. Anyway, Derek, you have some kind of prediction for us, eh?
Absolutely, I do. It's actually, a follow-up to one of your previous callers. He had mentioned something regarding the Pope.
That's right. It would be short-lived.
Well, my is based on that, and I think that if this does come to pass, I think our new pope will be our previous pope before him. I think that he's not dead.
The pope isn't dead?
The previous pope, correct.
He's not dead?
I don't think he is.
Then what was that whole thing with the burial?
I think they thought he was at the beginning.
And they discovered he wasn't dead, but went on ahead with a new... Oh, boy. So Pope is not dead.
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you think he's laying in a hospital bed somewhere secretly, or what?
I think that he's secretly definitely tucked away somewhere. And
tucked away. And he'll spring back to life and take his rightful seat.
I don't know about that. There'll be definitely... some controversy behind it. I think they're going to label it somewhat like a miracle.
Yeah, a little controversy about that, I would suggest, indeed. All right, that'll be number 55, and yet the most unlikely, I think, of them all. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. How you doing?
Fine. Your first name?
Rob.
And you're calling from?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
And you predict for next year?
Well, it's kind of in line with Major Ed Dame's predictions regarding the sun activity.
Yes.
I think the sun's just going to continue to surprise us. I think it's going to make world news this year because 2006 is an 8-year, and that's associated with Mercury, and that's news and solar activity, and I just wouldn't be surprised if it really goes off the charts.
Let me tell you, sir, I agree with you. I want to add my prediction to yours. I think it's dead on. I think this is going to be a year when the sun really does go totally berserk. Let me emphasize for several callers how right they are about the sun. And do a little plug for smeter.net at the same time. The frequencies that I frequently operate are carried now on the net. We actually have a receiver set up, and we play it on the net. And it's contained on a site called smeter.net. That's S-M-E-T-E-R.net. And if you go there, you can choose from, I don't know, four or five different shortwave receivers. And listen, we've got one here in Pahrump, Nevada. And you can hear what's left of shortwave. And I say that somewhat facetiously because the sun has been acting so strangely that none of the frequencies we operate are being supported. In fact, earlier tonight, the ionosphere was in such bad shape that in the northwest part of the U.S. and western Canada and ultimately out into the Pacific, what's called the maximum usable frequency had dropped down to 1 megahertz. 1 megahertz. That's in the broadcast band. So some of you may have noticed that broadcast stations at the higher end of the dial that you normally hear, you weren't hearing. That's how strange it's beginning to get. It certainly underlines what several callers have said about the sun. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art. This is Dan calling you from the edge of the Bermuda Triangle.
The edge? Where's that?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, okay.
In the state that gave birth to Jim Morrison and ultimately caused his death, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want this prediction to come true. I really, really don't, first of all, to preface this.
Well, most people don't. I mean, we have yet to receive one positive prediction for the night. Most of them are, of course, in the negative category. But proceed.
Well, I mean, it is cataclysmic in that I don't have a complete vision, but I just attach the significance to June 6th of 06.
Okay, I see. Okay. Back to the sixes, right?
Yes, and uh-huh. I think it's between, there just seems to be weather involved in this, in these visions. I keep having them, too, at night. Bird flu, martial law that Bush talks about, Israel and the Arab states going at it. It's just a combination of things all coming together that overwhelm any rational responses.
So something awful befalls the world on June 6th.
Well, and definitely the Mideast is going to be part of the powder keg, but I think we're going to have weather and pandemic things all coming together sort of as a Murphy's Law versus the perfect storm scenario.
Yeah, I've got it through. All right, a perfect storm, in essence, forming June 6th. And, of course, the significant part of that is all the sixes involved on that date, so I understand, but he feels something awful is coming. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. Bruce in North Hollywood, California, KFI.
Yes, Bruce.
Well, at least my prediction is positive. We are
going. No.
Yes, believe it or not.
Convince me.
I will. We are going to see the collapse of the Democrat Party next year,
see,
which will lead.
You fit squarely, Bruce, right in the middle of the kind of person I said shouldn't make predictions. Now, I can hear from the glee in your voice that this is not just something that you're predicting, but something that you deeply wish and hope support. I don't know. I can hear it.
When you are told that you have terminal cancer, you might not die that day.
Yeah.
But you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay? And it will happen. This is going to be the year. It pretty much has been happening this year really in full force. But truly, we will see the collapse of the Democrat Party.
Uh-huh. And
want to know why?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay. They've painted themselves into a corner. They're in a box. They have no choice, because if they go back to the Democratic Party...
What do you mean? No, slow down. They've painted themselves in a corner in what way?
The extreme left, who are basically socialists, but they're in the Democrat Party because we have two major parties.
Uh-huh.
And it can happen, Art, because there's no Whigs anymore, and they were the dominant party back a couple of centuries ago.
Uh-huh.
They have basically... and will continue to alienate Americans. Americans don't want to be told constantly that they're bad people, that they stand for bad things.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to split the party.
Uh-huh.
The socialist wing will end up starting another form. They can call it whatever they want, but it'll be the socialists.
And why is it you don't want to see this happen? I mean, I sense you're not a Democrat.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But so, it's not only party. It's not Republican versus Democrat. It's the Democrat Party against the United States of America.
I see.
The Republicans will be
All right, sir. I've got it. Number 58, Democrats collapse. And if you think for one second that I believe that that's not a personal bias through and through, start to finish, obvious from the beginning, but nevertheless, I put it down. Hope you're happy. It's a wish, a hope, a dream. And I put it down for you, but it certainly was a near violation of the rules. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Peter from Dearborn Heights.
Hey, buddy.
My prediction is that the timeline is it's a full moon, it's winter, and the harbor is mined.
What are you talking about?
I had a dream in June 2005. In my dream, I saw two moons. As I walked, they became hidden by a tree. I backed up to get a second look. As I looked, one moon was falling. It fell below the horizon, and I braced myself for the shock of impact. I didn't feel any impact, and the dream ended at that point.
Okay, but how do we fit? What is the prediction?
To me, that means that these powers that are in power, that their power is fading. It didn't hit.
How in God's name do you interpret a falling moon into political disfavor?
Okay, well, let me read you basically the second dream I had. This time I saw the two moons. This time I was overlooking a large, like, farm field with trees on the border horizon. I sensed that it was twilight.
Are you related to my last caller?
No.
No.
Early morning or evening. At that, the one moon or sun moved down, I heard voices. I heard voices like I'm talking to you right now.
Yes.
Yep, a little quieter. I heard voices. And the words that were spoken were, "The harbor is mined." And
I've got to write down what your prediction is. So what do I write?
Immediately, I became more alert, trying to find out
what
happened. I sensed.
Listen to me.
Yes.
What do I write as your prediction?
The prediction is that the harbor is mined. It could go either when the moon is full this month or next month, which is winter. The harbor is going to explode. Something is, in other words, there's some kind of explosive in the mine, in the harbor, somewhere in the world, whether it's United States or
some,
in the world.
Some harbor somewhere.
Is going to get hit.
All right, I've got it. At least I've got something to write down. That was a little confusing. So I'm not, but the harbor is mined. Let us all keep that in mind, just in case. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
This is Paul from Tucson.
Yes, Paul.
KNST 790.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to make a prediction.
Of course.
I have a prediction that America will enter into a civil war in November of 2006.
Wow.
And that it will be mostly logistic, and that there will be a culmination of the war in November 2008, and the troubling point to me is...
Well, an American Civil War is a very serious matter. What do you envision us being at war with ourselves about?
Well, this is what is what I sense when the World Trade Center was attacked and the tremendous rage that we felt as we watched those images.
Yes.
I can feel a rage about 1,000 times that feeling that I had then.
Uh-huh. But over what issue?
I don't know. This is what's strange, but I don't see past that date, that timeline of November 2008, I don't see a thing. It's just like it's blackness.
That's pretty dark, all right.
And that is it's very troubling. And then when I heard a very interesting point that Ed Dames made, it became even more chilling because... seemed to align up with something he said. Now, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it sounded awful similar to me. And
all right, sir. I've got it listed. Thank you very much. An American Civil War with feelings that are 1,000 times that which we all mutually experienced during the 9/11 horror. So that'll go down as number 60. And the international line will be 61. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. And where are you?
My name is Willow, and I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
All right. Welcome. You have a prediction?
I do. I believe that man-made space-related technology will provide the beginnings of a medical breakthrough at the cellular level.
So space technology, somehow gives us a breakthrough that does what? A medical breakthrough that does what?
A medical breakthrough that provides information for us at the cellular level. I don't know if it's going to be related to the Human Genome Project or stem cell research or any number of ways that you want to look at us as a race on a cellular level.
A very interesting prediction. It almost sounds as though you have some real knowledge about something going on, do you?
My friends tell me that I have what they call the multitasking library in my head. They show up, they say, I need something, and I tell them these odd things that happen. It's okay. Like you show up and you ask me a question, and it's like a library card.
Got it. All right. Well,
just gets presented.
All right. Number 61, that through some sort of space technology, there's a breakthrough at the cellular level that really affects mankind. Now, that is another very unusual prediction, to be sure. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art?
Yes.
Hi, it's Mark, Siegelville, Texas, 570 KLIF.
Yes, Mark.
I just woke up all 30 minutes ago and realized your show was on, but I was having a dream, and I've had it all two or three times the past three or four months.
Does it involve a prediction for next year?
Yeah, it's considering a discovery sort of around in the Bermuda Triangle. I'm not sure what. It's just a large vessel of some type. I'm not sure if it's past or futuristic.
Okay. Some kind of vessel, though, in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes, and it's going to be for the good.
Okay. That's also unusual. And also, if you just woke up a half hour ago, buddy, then your prediction was very similar to another man who suggested there would be a kind of a ghost vessel found somewhere. So I'm beginning to see a little bit of a pattern there as well. Wild card line, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
This is Jane, originally from Moline, currently driving a semi across Colorado.
No kidding. How's the weather out there?
Actually, it's pretty nice. It's, let's see here now, 22 degrees, but it's clear and the roads are perfect.
Where are you headed?
At the moment, I'm headed down into Denver.
Into Denver. Well, you should be all right. There's a West Coast storm that's a real ripper snorter, and you will not run into it, fortunately.
We drove through it leaving Utah and crossing Wyoming. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. All right. You have a prediction.
Yes, I do, and I hope to heck that I'm wrong and it doesn't come true. I see the New Madrid Fault letting loose, and not so much the magnitude of the quake, but the timing. I see it happening during a flood stage on the Mississippi, and the damage it causes to the levees will create massive flooding.
Oh, that's a bad one, all right. If you combine the New Madrid letting go with the levees letting go, well, my goodness. And it's a dream?
No, actually, believe it or not, it was a vision that I had when you asked us all to look inside ourselves.
Gotcha. That's exactly what I wanted. We'll see how it turns out. Number 63.
Thank you, Art.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a great night and a good new year. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi.
I got a prediction. I think Castro's going down. He's going to die this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that takes over the power is going to align himself with Mexico, and they're going to declare parts of the Southwest and Florida their country.
That would be very upsetting for us.
Yes, it would.
So
in a passive takeover.
Wants U.S. South. Boy, I'll tell you, that'd be something. All right, all right. So you believe Castro will die. You believe the parties taking over will align themselves with Mexico and then demand some U.S. territory as theirs.
Well, I don't know whether you could say demand. They'll just declare they have enough people there They'll just declare that it is theirs.
They have enough
people in place and there, they'll just say, hey, you're part of us now.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Duly recorded and pretty odd stuff. Really odd stuff. That's certainly been the hallmark of the predictions made this evening. Very specific, very different. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Art. This is Chad in Yakima on KIT 1280.
Okay, you're going to have to yell at me a little, Chad. You're not too loud.
Okay.
And you have a prediction?
My prediction is that Virgin Galactic will have a joint venture with NASA in 2006.
Really? And what do you think they'll do?
The private space firm will have a link up with ISS, or they'll announce they'll be doing that project.
Do you really think Virgin is far enough along to attempt something of that magnitude with NASA?
By 2008, they're hoping to carry passengers, so I'm...
Well, right. But they've still got a long way to go, and to risk a private venture mating up, so to speak, with a space station is quite a reach, but hey, you never know.
Well, they'll be announcing that.
Okay, got it. Thank you. It's number 65, and again, pretty far out there. International Line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please? Hello?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're on the International Line. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What is your first name?
This is Donna. I live in Payson, Arizona.
Okay, Donna, we've only got about a minute, so what's up?
Well, you asked us to just clear our minds and think, and all of a sudden it just came to me that in 2006, President Bush is going to be hurt. I don't know how badly, or it won't be terminal, or, I mean, it won't kill him, whatever it is.
I have
no idea what it is.
All right, so you think he might fall down or something might happen, and he's not going to be killed. He's just going to somehow be injured.
Be wounded somehow, yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
I don't know why, but
I
just
guess
came
that,
to me.
Okay, I guess that fits barely within the rules.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.